Bugs and Drugs. We're visiting today with Heidi Horn, Department of Bacteriology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Heidi, how do we connect bugs with medicine?
I know, it seems like a strange connection, but our lab is actually doing that every day. We actually study a tropical ant called leafcutter ants, and they're very cool in many ways. They actually grow a fungus for their food, so they are farmers. But it gets even cooler than that. They have an association with a bacterium that makes an antibiotic that protects them. So we use antibiotics when we go to the doctor. And so almost in the same sense, the ants are using antibiotics.
And your research is looking for?
New antibiotics. We've actually found several new antibiotics from looking at the ant system. It's interesting because each colony is producing slightly different antibiotics. So we think if we look through different colonies, and even if we go beyond and look at different insects, we might be able to find new antibiotics.
How long does it take to get from an ant out to the market?
Actually, quite a long time, about 10 to 15 years. Once we find a new antibiotic, we have to go through a whole process before it can be used in human use. We have to test it in mice to see if it's toxic. We have to test against different organisms to see if it's active against different diseases.
And Heidi, tell us a little bit about the ants. Where are they found? How do they live?
So they're tropical ants, so they live in Central and South America. They tend to live in the rainforest or the savannas. They cut leaves that they feed to their fungus garden, so they have to be an area that has a lot of leaf material.
Heidi, perhaps you can describe the process of finding the ants in the forest and then doing the research.
Mm-hmm. You have to love nature. I have to say that. So you're out in the forest and you're looking for these colonies, and sometimes it's really difficult. You are looking for maybe one ant going down the path, and then you find this one ant and you follow her back to her colony. And then once we find her colony, we excavate it. So we start digging until we find the fungus chamber. The fungus chamber is very distinct looking. And so we collect all of it. We collect the queen and the workers, and then we actually bring them back. We keep them in the lab and we start culturing bacteria and culturing the fungus and looking at how these interactions are really working and what's going on.
How do you keep ants from a place like Panama alive here in Wisconsin?
It's difficult sometimes, especially in the winter. We have a temperature-controlled room. We actually freeze leaves that we feed them in the wintertime, so there's no fresh leaves during the winter. So during the summer, we go and we collect maple and oak leaves, and we freeze them, and we have two freezers full of leaves for the ants.
If people are interested in these ants and your research, where can they go for more information?
We have a great website, and we also have a link to an ant cam, so you can actually watch the ants as they work in our lab. And so if you just search for Curry Lab, it's C-U-R-R-I-E, you should be able to find it easily.
We've been visiting with Heidi Horn, Department of Bacteriology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.